What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today with another one. I know it's been a minute, but I got you guys something. This is coming from Travel Noir. Yeah. It says the title: Black Men Reflect on What They Learn While Traveling the World. This is a story by Jasmine Osby. I'm butchering the name, but it starts off saying black boy joy is at an all-time high, and black men everywhere are taking advantage of the good vibes. Black men have never been a stranger to travel. However, more of them are hitting the highways and catching flights for group trips and solo adventures. There's a lot to learn and experience when traveling the world. Now more than ever, many black men are tapping in with their inner child, reconnecting what brings them joy. As summer progresses and more of them venture out on vacations, Travel Noir took the time to chat with a few black men about what they've learned while traveling the world. The world is a bigger than your backyard. Yeah. This is Justin Carson, 28, believes important for black men to realize masculinity isn't rigged. Traveling helped him recognize that for himself after being around men from different countries. Men in European, Latin American countries, for example, display their masculinity by showing physical affection towards one another. Carson said they show vulnerability to their children, stay consistent in their family's lives. That's true. The young professional living in Atlanta hopes international travel will expose black men to a different side of masculinity that stretches beyond social constructs. I love it. Traveler and event entrepreneur Chris Johnson, 35, says traveling makes black men realize the world is their oyster, that there's much to explore. Johnson has visited over 20 countries and says his interaction with strangers has taught him some of his most valuable life lessons. The world is so much bigger than your backyard, aka town, city, state, country that you live in. You will never fully understand or appreciate the statement unless you experience it firsthand, Johnson said. Let's go to another one. Always have a backup plan. Travel agent Kellen Myers, 38, says traveling has taught him to always have a backup plan. He realized that everything that could go wrong can happen while on vacation. No matter what happens when traveling, he always made sure to enjoy his trip. I've learned with travel, one should always have a plan A, plan B, plan C, Myers said. But even if you exhaust all of your backup plans, live it up. You're on vacation, things will always sort themselves out. Myers also says black men need to travel to expand their horizon, and the next generation of young black men need to encourage to travel the world. I totally agree with that. I mean, it's like the previous traveler said, the world is your back. It's literally a backyard. It's bigger. You need to expand your horizon. I mean, do you really have to? It's very important that black men travel because we have to show our youth that it's important to see the world, he said. We're so much better than just being stuck. It's a great, big, beautiful world, and it's here for us to touch it. Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. I mean, you need to see, I think black American men need to see the world, how it works. You can't really see or understand how it works from your state and city. I mean, it's just the full name of that, like the backdrop of how the world works. Once you start traveling to 50 states and then you want to go overseas, fellas, for all my Black American listeners and also other men of the race and Americans, that it's a lot broader. And here's another one. It says a greater form of self-care. For Glenn Hanson, 36, traveling abroad brought him internal peace that was unmatched. His trip to Africa released him from the box America had placed Black men to, and he felt free. His vacation became the ultimate form of wellness and self-care. When I was in Africa, my soul was at peace, and my energy was always full of happiness, Hanson said. I was able to get rid of my bad anxiety and able to focus on myself as a human being. Brian West, 31, returned from his recent trip to Cancun, feeling inspired. He hopes more Black men will travel internationally and catch the spirit of the wanderlust. Traveling definitely opened my mind of meeting a lot of people. Inspired me to go harder in everyday life with said. Okay. Cancun. Here's another one. I think this is the last one. It says, traveling can boost your confidence. Chicago chef Lawrence Reynolds, 36, gained a boost of confidence when he started traveling more frequently. He's visited 25 states, countries like Aruba, Kuwait, and St. Petersburg. Believing that life is the best teacher, Reynolds is thankful for his travel experiences, the growth he's attained while traveling. My confidence definitely enhanced a lot of after having my first abroad trip, Reynolds said. I was definitely nervous, not knowing a lot, but once it was completed, I realized it wasn't bad at all. I myself overcame stereotypes of others, meeting fellow travelers from all over the world. Whew. Well, let's get into the comments now. I'm just letting y'all know, I kind of pre-saw these comments, and the comments on here is interesting. Like, okay. One user says, no one cares. Okay. Somebody actually commented about that comment. Says, who cares if your daughter goes overseas, gets kidnapped by some trafficker? Who is going to save her? Mark Claus and John Wallace, so you can cry with them all day. But give some Karen a slap on the wrist. Wow. Incarcerate some youngling of color with drugs. Yeah. One says, traveling the world must be nice. It is. Yeah. It says, the Kwongs been traveling the world since several millennia in the holds of the Congo ship that we call Kwong Crab Passenger Ticket. It's much cheaper. Oh my God, I don't know about that. One says, how to loot hate, I guess. Another one says, some never have anything positive to say, even when others are doing positive things, small and petty. Yeah. Another one says, well, it's not like they have any kids to take care of. Another one says, if they learn anything, is that the USA is the best country in the world. I want to say it's the best. It's one of the best. Okay, here's my point of view, this whole thing. It's like, black man trap, like, we understand girls trip. Women going to these exotic places. Fine. That is fine. Black man, you go on the trip, you getting scrutinized all over the freaking place. For real. I think black men should definitely travel. You need to understand how the world works around you. And like the other traveler said, the world is your oyster. I would like to travel as well, as much as the 50 states here. I also want to travel abroad. I also want to scuba dive. I want to see the different wildlife. Like, I want to see actual wildlife. Not in cages, but actual, you know, in their natural habitat, you know, in different places. You know what I'm saying? Going to Dubai, Latin America, Africa, Japan, China, Hong Kong. I want to see the monasteries, go to Paris, England. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, like this article said, quote, black boy joy is all-time high. City boys, we up. And passport bros forever. Until next time, guys, be amazing.